The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
And we start the second hour of the National Intel Report. Steve Elkin sitting in for John Stabmiller. Normally we're a duo. I ride shotgun with John on his show. And he's a little under the weather still, so keep our fingers crossed that he gets a little bit better and gets back in the studio here real soon. Happy to sit in and do the show for him. So we're going to go back to the phones here. I've got a couple lined up here. We've got Mike in Texas. You're on the show. Mike, are you there?
Hello, Steve.
Hey, what's on your mind?
How you doing, sir?
I'm doing good.
I just started doing electronics installation down here in Texas, and I hear you talking about the 5G stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Dave, actually, Dave Krushanon, since Dave is more the expert on that. Actually, I had a guest on, Eric Windheim from EMF Solutions. You want any more information on the 5G stuff? He's got a great website. I think it's WindheimEMFSolutions.com. And he can answer more questions than I can about this stuff. I just know when I lived in California, we were fighting it. I fought it. And Verizon's going to win. They're too powerful. And I'm fearful of the 5G. 4G was bad enough, but I think this is going to be really overwhelming what's going to happen here. They're going to be on every street corner, on stop signs, anywhere they can put one of these little antennas. These antennas are going to be all over the place. And you can't throw that much RF out there without something not going wrong, to be honest with you. Something is going to go terribly wrong. It's never been investigated. There's no time for these people to actually do any kind of research and testing on this stuff because they're losing money when they do that. So I theorize that these telecom companies with their 5G are going to set up a system very similar to the vaccine courts to cover their little rear ends. When everything goes wrong and people get more glioblastomas, more cancers, more of this, more of that, they're going to cover their little rear ends to give out peanuts for the damage caused by their 5G. Theory.
Well,
just a theory, Mike.
What I wanted to bring up, though, was the you're talking about the towers, the 5G towers they're trying to install.
Right, the little mini towers, actually mini cell towers, right.
Right, but what I've seen through my job is people are getting them instead of Wi-Fi boosters or amplifiers. They have 5G amplifiers now. Okay. Using 5G technology, you can actually get one for your home. And a lot of people are doing this. I've seen it firsthand. They'll get several of these things in their house. So this stuff is not coming. It's already here.
Yeah.
People are.
So what's your theory on it? What's your theory on it? Do you think that we're going to see some serious health problems with this? What do you think?
I don't know. I don't know the science behind it, but what I'm seeing is there's a lot of people getting this stuff and they're not thinking about it at all. It's like getting another telephone line.
Yeah, they are. They're not. The convenience, everything faster. I mean, how much faster do we really need, to be honest with you, Wayne? How much faster do we really need? I'm happy right now with what we have, you know. Download speeds, similar. I want to download a 2-hour movie and in 1 minute. It needs to be doing faster and faster. And this, it's going too fast, and it's, you know, I'll be honest with you, Wayne. I look at the RF exposure that we're getting. If you, I don't know if you have a lot of spraying out there, geoengineering spraying, chemtrail spraying where you live in Texas there. I kind of look at the RF flying around in your house and all over around you. It's, if you were to see that, the same you saw in the sky, if you could visibly see that RF over your head and going through your home and through you, that's how I kind of look at what the RF is the problem here. And that can't be good. As much as you can, you should probably unplug as much as you can. You probably should unplug from this whole thing. They're removing that possibility of unplugging. You know, the hard line to your computer, it's going to disappear completely. And if they eliminate that and push you into this new technology, we'll have no choice but to find ways to minimize our exposure, I guess, or find shields to block the RF itself. I don't know.
Well, that's the thing, and it's funny you bring up the vaccine courts, because this situation feels very similar. I think it's possible that they are going to have indemnification, you know, 10 years down the road, or however long it takes for these cancer to metastasize in people from this technology.
Right.
I don't think there's been any health tests, or if there has been, you know, they're not going to let you look at them.
Nope, not at all. Suppress it.
They'll do what the CDC does, which is, you know, whip up some studies that they cherry pick the data from.
Sure.
To get the results that they want to get.
Right.
That's if they even bother, and I don't think they're going to, because I don't hear a lot of people calling out for information on this stuff. It's scary.
Yeah. Yeah, and I heard something that Congress doesn't want all this 5G up there when they're working at the Capitol there. So evidently they're concerned of their health, having all the 5G technology bouncing off of them. So can't have it up there. So that can't be a good thing, because, you know, they always take care of their own. Right?
I heard you talking earlier about this, that it's illegal to bring up the health and safety factors of this in court. How does that work? How are they able to prosecute you for bringing up concerns about the health effects of this technology? That doesn't make sense.
I didn't mention that. It must be. No, I'm just saying, as far as the vaccine court, setting it up like a vaccine court, because there'll be some injury, and they'll make sure that you can't actually go to the primary. You can't sue the manufacturer, the telecom industry itself. You'll apply through a court system. This is just a theory I have, is how these people are going to protect their assets, their money. They're going to have a same situation as a vaccine court set up, that you'll get minimized finances to cover your problems. They'll admit there's probably, I mean, just the idea, theorize it, that you set up these vaccine courts, or in this case, an RF court, radio frequency court, EMF court, is the premise is basically saying that, well, we know our stuff may cause cancer, it may cause health problems, and so rather than you suing the manufacturer going straight up the top, we'll just put it down here so you can't reach us, but we'll give you something. That's how I theorize what's going to happen. I theorize this.
Well, hopefully it doesn't come to that. Thank you, sir.
I hope you're right. Thank you for your call. I appreciate it. Go back to the phones here. Mark in Georgia, you're on the show.
So let me take just a moment to get off the speaker phone while I'm eagerly awaiting to hear from you. I'm going to be appearing in the I don't think they're going to like what I have to say, but I'm going to try to put it in the positive. The GOP district convention is this Saturday, and basically the gist of the message is, it's because we, the people, including you guys, you have a sense of decency and honor, and the problem is that's why they have to lie to you. And the problem is, when you people uncritically accept the official narrative, you're not really questioning, are they lying again? Like when Trump accused Assad of gassing his own people, I'm like, excuse me, this is more of, you know, you said you're going to lighten up on the militarism, and then they get in office, and then they do the exact thing they campaigned against.
Right.
And I'm like, in that sense, Trump, I think we're on the same page, that Trump
The one thing I agree with Trump most is when he said the game is rigged. Like, yes, we have a choice between this puppet and that puppet, and one puppet may not be as evil as the other puppet, but we don't have a choice of some non-puppet who's going to, you know, and that's one thing I need to advocate is what we really need are two things. We need to reinstate the organic constitution, meaning a constitution before it was unlawfully changed. And with that, I think that, you know, part of that would be having a restoration amendment where we have to have a real talk about what's gone wrong with this system. And one of the main things I have take issue with is the idea that we have two dominant parties that have colluded to obstruct competition. And they say, well, this is a republic. No, this is the outward trappings of a representative form of government that doesn't know how to stop lying. We're on the same page on that, right?
Yeah, I agree. I'm not happy with Donald Trump. I'm not happy with Donald Trump at all. I think we were duped. Unfortunately, it was that lesser two evils. And I think the vote for Donald Trump was not really a vote for Donald Trump. It was a vote against Hillary Clinton. I think that's pretty much how it is.
The thing is that the other thing I think is absolutely critical is reinstating the lawful militia. And the reason I put the word lawful in front of the word militia is to be clear, I'm not talking about getting into shootouts with the police. I'm not talking about doing anything where anybody's right to due process is violated, but that would include, say, making sure that judges don't violate somebody's right for due process, for example, invoking the term contempt of court, when what a person really has contempt for is, excuse me, you're operating under admiralty jurisdiction without disclosure, and if I tell too much of the truth about how the government presumes that we're, you know, I want to find the original German. You know who it was, and this is translated into English. I'm giving you a couple of hints there. But what somebody said was, it is well for rulers that men do not think. I want to find that in the original German where I can have it on one side in a Gothic font. Here's the German. I flip it over, and there it is. It's well for rulers that men do not think. And that's why the same evil spirit that brought Hitler to power in Germany is at work in this country, because people are uncritically accepting the official narrative and oblivious to how we have been deceived time and time again. I think we're in agreement about that.
Yeah, I think we are.
There's one thing I want to ask if my fellow listeners out there, and RBN is ever in my prayers, and I got hit with an unexpected emergency, and so this was a few months ago, and as soon as I get some money coming in, I intend to continue to support RBN monetarily. But if what I really need to find is Billy Graham said to Richard Nixon, and this call was recorded, that the synagogue of Satan created socialism, communism, and Zionism. And if I can play that clip in Billy Graham's voice, you can understand that if I simply quote Billy Graham said this, people may or more likely will not accept that Billy Graham actually said this. But if I can play that clip in Billy Graham's own voice, and they might just say, Billy Graham said this. And it's like, look, there's nothing anti-Semitic about agreeing with the King of the Jews. So you're going to call me an anti-Semite. I'll just say, go to the King of the Jews and you tell him what an anti-Semite I am, because I agree with him. There is a satanic counterfeit of Judaism that Christ himself called the synagogue of Satan. And by the way, if anybody wants to get in contact with me, if you go to RBN, I have an updated version. I guess there's a reason. I thought I sent an updated version where I point out the link where Dun and Bradstreet is where you can look up corporations and you pick out your least favorite government agency, and there it is. It's a for-profit corporation. I'm like, really? Is this a government or is this a collection of corporations? Well, yeah, according to Dun and Bradstreet, the government agency alphabet soup is a bunch of corporations. And they are that way because of the commercial private script called the Federal Reserve System. And I'm going to basically challenge these people. Our monetary system has you believing that we owe $22 trillion. It's not even backed by paper. But I'm going to fill in the blank of the part they always leave out. Our money, our petrodollar is based on the full faith and credit of America to bomb the crap out of anyone who leaves the petrodollar.
That's true.
And that's the part they leave out is like, yes, we will bomb the crap out of Libya because they left the petrodollar and they dared to bring up a competitive system where basically the Rothschilds, the synagogue of Satan, you know, I want to be clear to indict the counterfeit.
is to exonerate the legitimate. And Aaron Russo is a hero of mine, and that's one thing I'm going to try to get across to these people. Shortly before Aaron Russo died, he went on record that he was told almost a year before 9/11 that they were going to stage an event that would lead to perpetual war. And when Aaron challenged Nick Rockefeller about what he was saying is, why are you doing this? You're loaded, man. You're set for life. Your family's set for life. And Nick Rockefeller said, ultimately, the goal is to have a global cashless society where, in order to be able, you know, if anybody defies us, if anybody protests what we're doing, all we do is just turn off their chip. And that's Revelation 13. And I trust you can appreciate the way I like to put it in the positive is the reign of the beast will come to pass, but the reign of Christ will come to stay. And, you know, there's going to be those of us that are going to reign for 1,000 years with him, whether by living or by dying, but I'm not going to take the satanic mark of the beast, and don't be too surprised if it has what is dishonestly called the Star of David. Now, if you want to put my mind at ease, fine. Show me book, chapter, and verse, Old Testament, New Testament, Apocrypha, and I don't really know. The only parts I know of the Talmud are the parts where people have gone through, because that's volume. That's, you could spend the rest of your life reading the Talmud. There's a lot of material there, right?
Right. There is.
And the thing about the Talmud is there's a lot of fluff that's neither here nor there. There's superstitious nonsense, and there's stuff about what these Luciferians really think of us as chattel, that we are to serve them. And I'm like, that's what you think are our friends? The thing I want to challenge people on, Israel is our friend in the same way that Joseph Stalin was our friend during World War II. But the enemy of my enemy is only my friend for as long as it's mutually convenient. So, I do not consent is on the webpage. That's how anybody who has that information where I can get Billy Graham's quote, where he cited, where he spoke to Richard Nixon about the synagogue of Satan creating socialism, communism, and Zionism. I hope that would be the thing that would get some people to snap out of the satanic, an hermeneutic, a Schofieldian. You know as well as I do, Cyrus Schofield was a con man, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And that he abandoned his wife and children, and people need to understand this interpretation of the Holy Bible began where the Rothschilds funded this work and the Moody Bible Institute and all this. I don't mind people making mistakes, and you're free to disagree with me, but understand, if I'm not wrong the way you want to think I'm wrong, if you persist in this error, you have no one to blame but yourself. But the way I see things headed, we're going to go through an economic collapse, which is inevitable. Yep. And basically the deal that Satan is going to offer the people, or not just America, around the world, you can have back all the luxuries you rely on that you think are essential. You can have back the electricity, the internet, hot and cold running water, and gas for your car, and food for your table. All you got to do is take this little mark of the beast. And I think that's one thing that people are going to have a problem. What do you mean the Star of David is not biblical? Okay, show me in the Bible.
Yeah.
And if you can't show me in the Bible, then just consider that maybe God is speaking through me and trying to get across as a message, you know.
Yeah.
God can speak through a donkey. Here I am, Lord, send me.
I appreciate it. Hey, I need to move on. I got other calls.
God bless.
I appreciate your call. I really do. And I think we are on the same page. I'm going to go back to the phones here. Wayne, you're on next. Wayne,
yeah,
are you there?
Yes, I am.
All right. Yep. What you got to say today?
Well, hey, I wanted to touch base on two or three things here. And first up, to go back to one of your statements to last hour was you were questioning
Hold that thought. The music's right in my ear here. We'll be right back after a short commercial break. Back on the phone with Wayne. This is the National Intel Report.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We go back to the phones here. We got Wayne on the phone. He's got something for us. What you got, Wayne?
Yeah, a couple of things, Steve. Just to take off on a comment you made at the last hour, you're questioning what kind of people were being sent up here from Mexico and Central America. And just so folks know, in a five-year period, Texas endured over 700,000 crimes on their citizens by illegal aliens. That's murder, rape, the whole nine yards. Mm-hmm. So it's pretty obvious these guys intern loco once they cross the border. Now, also on Nielsen, I would say this. I think she seemed competent and a generally nice person, but I think in the job she had, you need a commanding presence and somebody who really understood all the moving parts here. And I think, I don't know if it's her fault or whoever, but Trump got some bad information on what Mexico was doing on their southern border. I remember months ago him saying that Mexico was really working hard to fortify that border, and it wasn't the truth at all. Either Trump was lying, or he got some severely bad advice or information. The other thing is, he should have cut off the money to these Central American countries over a year ago, once this crap started. Yeah, you know,
agree. Totally agree.
Yeah, started kicking up. So that's a couple points. And then going forward, I think what has to happen is some pretty smart people have to come up with some good ideas. And a couple I've heard recently really made a lot of sense. And one was from a guy named Tom Homan, who was a former ICE director. And this guy's on Fox all the time. And you talk about a commanding presence, man. This guy could kick some butt out there. But I think it was either today or yesterday, he said that one idea that should happen is to put a force together and go into the interior of the country and go after all these people who skip their asylum hearings and start grabbing them and deporting them. Because right now, the idea is out there that if they don't hit that, come to the asylum court hearing, then they're free.
Yeah.
So that would really put a kink, I think, in that whole thought process. And then Brandon Judd, who's also with the Border Patrol Council, he says he feels like a lot of agents could be trained to become the initial interview for these asylum seekers. And some of these people, if they were, you know, outwardly lying or doing whatever, they could be sent back within 10 days, not this 1 or 2 year wait for the asylum stuff to kick in. So it's just a matter of, we need some people with some creative thinking process here in government that can come through with some ideas to stop this stuff. A couple I would add is stop the benefits.
Oh,
why
big time.
Any benefits to illegal aliens?
You remove the incentive, and that's the easy stuff. And I don't understand. I haven't yet found a politician who's willing to say, first of all, it's a law. Okay, you can't just come into this country. You can't come on the welfare dole. You can't get this and that. You remove the incentive. That stops it right off the bat. And I don't know why nobody is doing that. Not one politician. You don't hear the Republicans talking about it. You don't hear the Democrats talking about it. It's simple. This is not rocket science. You remove the incentive. People don't want to come here now. Easy.
Jeez, what a concept. What a concept. Yeah. And the other thing I would do is, we have all these teams of lawyers running around the Justice Department. Now they got a lot of free time after the Mueller deal. Why not start prosecuting these city officials that are openly flaunting the law and aiding and abetting illegal aliens? I think it's Title 8, Section 1324. Why is that not happening? You know,
I don't know. I said that from the very beginning, Wayne, that I would have made an example out of Governor Moonbeam right off the bat. You say the state is going to be a sanctuary state. I would have had officials there right away. I would have had him in handcuffs and made an example out of the state governor there. Moonbeam Brown would be in jail, and I would have sent a message to the rest of the country, you follow the law or you'll end up the same way as him. I don't have no clue. I have no understanding of why people are afraid to follow the rule of law. Now, legislators got together. They got the bills. They passed them through. It became law. And for some reason, we're all just twiddling our thumbs going, well, we are not going to enforce that one. Why not? Well, if you're not going to enforce that law, what other laws are you not going to enforce? Because I guarantee you, these people are coming here now. They're breaking the law, coming into our country. What other laws are they going to decide they're not going to want to follow now? This is a pattern here of, I'm not going to follow this one. I'm not going to follow this one. We lose our country. We lose our country. And I have no clue why nobody, either party, is saying we're simply going to follow the law. We took the time to make the laws. Now we're going to enforce them. This is not rocket science, and they're not doing it. Both parties are guilty of twiddling their thumbs, not doing their jobs.
And I totally agree there. And this one other thing, too, on this legal concept here is, you mean to tell me that if we had ISIS fighters coming across that border that could be identified, we'd have to wait for the Ninth Circuit Court to rule whether we could go in there and stop them or not? You know, just the fact that, you know, we have these courts getting in the middle of, you know, national security, it's unbelievable. And I go right back at the feet of these crooked lawyers in all levels. Now, that's why I can't stand any of them. I think they're a bunch of crooks.
I got a better name for them than that. I call them, look at this word up sometime, Slubbertagullion, and you'd see a picture of the entire Congress. These people are Slubbertagullions. They're worthless. Look the definition up. I guarantee you, you'll agree with me. These people are worthless. Most of them are worthless.
We'll be
right back after this short commercial break. Betty in North Carolina, you are next up. I'm going to let you have as much time as you want. I'm sorry you were on hold this long. We'll be right back. This is the National Intel Report.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Oh. Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75% dandruff. Almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Going to go back to the phones here. Betty, I am so happy you stayed on the line here. I know I had a lot of callers ahead of you, but what's on your mind?
Well, I guess I'd like to discuss the 5G.
Well, you know what? I'm glad you... Go ahead and ask some questions here, and then right after you, I've got Dave, my crucial nonsense Dave, on the line here. He's on the
marvelous.
And he's going to come right after you, and he can probably answer your question. So what's your question on 5G for Dave?
Well, I guess my first question, I was driving out of my local place where I do my grocery shopping, and as I turned onto my street, the telephone pole had about a maybe 3 foot, just a circle of metal around the two-thirds up the pole. And I'm just curious if that identifies 5G being put in there, but that was the least of what I wanted to go into. I was trying to think in terms of theorizing long-term in 5G.
Right.
And if instead of nations with borders, you've got regions with this 5G, and they can identify any person anywhere for anything that they want to impose upon them. If the future isn't going to six souls in a sick society with the sick kind of running of the society. That's about all I had.
Well, Betty, what I would say to you is that it sounds like we are living fantasy and fiction from George Orwell's 1984. RBN's had some articles on the web there about facial recognition and all this surveillance technology, and Dave's talked about a little bit here, and we'll bring him on here in a second. But I find that where we have technology where it could help mankind and maybe improve our lives, it always seems to fall in the wrong hands and be used as an evil against us. And with more surveillance, more 5G technology and 6G technology, probably not too far off from that, it'll be here before you know it. Will the technology be surveying us? Yeah, you damn right it will. It'll be keeping an eye on us. This is a reality. I don't know if we can turn the clocks back on this stuff. I hope we can. I still theorize that they will set the courts up very similar to a vaccine court for the payouts for the health problems from 5G. So look for that. We need to minimize as much as we can our exposure to 5G. And what your little tower was, the ones I've seen for 5G, if you go online, look up in Sacramento, California, they're getting hit really hard right now with the 5G technology. These little small cell towers are everywhere on a street so many feet apart. And they're like little stingers on top of stop signs and all kinds of signs. That's what you need to look for. What's that?
What is a stinger?
Just like a little antenna, a small little antenna with a box below it. They'll be on small signs everywhere. So look for that. If you go to Sacramento,
that's what I really anticipated. Yep.
Yeah. Look up in Sacramento for pictures of the small 5G cell towers.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Betty. I appreciate it.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Crucial Nonsense. Dave, are you there?
What's the last time I checked? How you doing there, Steve?
I'm doing great. You got some answers for Betty here on the 5G?
Well, when the 5G is what the 5G does, there are things going to be going in absolutely everywhere at some point. Right now, the backbone infrastructure hardly supports what we've got. You know, I think this thing is going to be a whole big flop. And really, I'm getting a little tired talking about 5G because this is not the biggest problem that we've got. Let's, you know, broaden that out to talk about all the RF exposure. This is not just 5G. You know, there's about a billion and a half other, you know, radio sources out there, and it's saturating us every single day. You know, the smart meters are, you know, more damaging than what it does to our electricity than the 5G is. We'll see what all that does. You know, it's a big mess. I'm more concerned about the surveillance, and that is absolutely everywhere.
Yeah, I am too, and your airports are good places where they'll be installing that technology. The facial recognition, you know, let me ask you something, Dave, on the facial recognition here. If you get an identical twin here, they're going to be able to discern who is who on a identical twin?
Oh, no, of course not. No, they'll have no way to be able to tell that. In fact, you know, a friend of mine was talking to me about the, you know, face unlock, you know, feature of the Google phones. And it works so well that pretty much anybody that puts their face in front of the phone unlocks the damn device. So, you know, that tells you how good their facial recognition technology is. It's not all that good. And they're going to rely on that. There's going to be false positives. People are going to get in a whole lot of trouble over absolutely nothing. And it will come out in the wash. Oh, yeah, no, they didn't do anything. That they weren't who we thought they were. And it's a big mess. You know, they've overreached with all this damn surveillance. Every single digital thing out there is, you know, phoning the mothership, tattling on us about absolutely everything. And it's only going to get worse. And yeah, there is a solution, you know, for us to go back and undo this whole thing. It's called electromagnetic pulse.
Now, Dave, this surveillance technology, all this new technology, is there an association with Israel on this technology? You know?
Oh, yeah, Israel's had their hands in all of the networking and all the technology, you know, deep into it. You know, back, you know, even last century, you know, they had all the billing records, you know, for all of the long distance trunks going into Israel, then they were able to tell who was calling who across the entire planet, basically. Yeah, right. They're spying on us more than, you know, the Russians ever did, I tell you. And nobody's bothered by it because it's Israel. And if we say something about that, well, we're dirty, nasty anti-Semites.
Yeah. Well, they're our good friends. They're always our good friends. Always, we're there for them. We're there for us.
With friends like that, who the hell needs enemies?
Yeah, I know. I agree with you 100%. 100%. Anything else to add?
You know, it's absolutely ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. Now, I do want to take a brief minute, you know, to, you know, reach out to everybody because Republic Broadcasting is the network of the people, by the people, for the people. Because it's a bunch of little money and all of your support that's enabled this to continue and continue. And we don't have the big, you know, fascist money coming into us to feed you a bunch of lies. And we're trying to put a platform up here that people can speak honestly and have honest discussions about what's really going on and talk about solutions. And this is a very, very valuable thing. And a lot of work has gone into this. So, you know, we certainly appreciate, you know, all the listeners out there that have been supportive of the network. We really need to pool our resources even more to make sure that this continues and make sure we can grow this and keep spreading the truth. Because really, honestly, I have not seen a network more of the people, by the people, for the people than Republic Broadcasting Network. So that's my pitch on that.
No, I agree with you. I'll give the website out, republicbroadcasting.org. There's a little area in the top that there says donate. If you can, I appreciate it. Anything you can to keep the network going smooth, operating smoothly, that's great. Appreciate that. You're right. We don't have big sponsors. We don't have the advertising, which is good for independent media because once you accept those big paychecks, you are beholden to these people to basically you work for them. And it's like a bribery type situation. Once they bribe you once, yeah, they own you forever. And it's nice to know. It's fresh. It's refreshing to come on RBN and talk about issues, this and that, and not have somebody say, hey, you can't say that. You can't say that. John has never said that to anybody. As far as I know, he's never said you can't talk about that. But when you talk about it with some expertise a little bit. Do some homework. Research it. Talk about it. Open it up for dialogue for people to talk back about it. And, you know, that's it. That's what I do, and that's what most of the hosts on the network do. I love RBN. I founded it in 2014, a big fan, and I pitch it wherever I can because we are the real deal, accountable for what we talk about. I love it.
You're absolutely right about that. Now, I also want to bring up, you know, what you had brought up earlier in the show, this MAHA. And I did not really intend that to go viral. You know, I was.
It should go viral. This is Dave's idea.
Well, yeah, it should. It really should. Well, I can't. I'm not going to take credit for it. Don't worry about me or anybody else, because I think it is more important to be honorable than great. Because you know, the definition they have of great is how many nations can we conquer? How much can we steal from everybody else? That's not great. You know, we're not being made great again by this administration, not by any stretch of the imagination. I don't need to be great. I would rather be honorable because in a long, long, long time ago, you know, people looked up to this country as the bastion of freedom, you know, the trendsetter. You know, this is what we strive to be. You know, we were a shining light unto the world, and it's not that way anymore. We've lost that, and it's going to take a lot of work to get that back because, you know, like, Mike Rivera says, you know, trust, you know, just kind of gradually comes in and leaves on horseback. And yeah, it left a long time ago. And we're in a situation now where we've got our work cut out for us. The system is so broken. It is all but just nothing but cancer at this point. And trying to do this party politics stuff, you know, vote for the lesser of two evils, rinse and repeat. You're going to get exactly the same stuff. Whatever the agendas paid for to have happen is what's going to happen. And we've got to pool our resources together and start making a dent in that, or it's not going to really make a difference. We need to quit going along with the system and try to figure this stuff out for ourselves. We need to be able to survive this upcoming collapse, the storm, the wars that these guys are trying to start. And we're more worried about 5G than the millions of people that are dying unnecessarily that did absolutely nothing to anybody. That's what we should be screaming at the top of our lungs about.
Oh, I totally agree. The Christian Zionists, that's like that email I just received a couple of days ago. The guy throwing biblical scripture at me, being nasty and mean. And then today I see that Pat Robertson is okay with doing a drone strike and taking out Nicolas Maduro of Venezuela. Amazing. A man of God.
Oh, of course.
That's okay with killing another world leader.
They have no boundaries.
Oh, amazing. Amazing. Amazing.
Yeah. Oh, of course. They have no boundaries. Let me jump off here, Steve, because you had a clip that you wanted to play, and I wanted you to be able to get to that before the next segment. So have a great one, everybody. Stay safe. Stay free. Support Republic Broadcasting, because we definitely need it.
Thank you, Dave. Always appreciate you. Getting back to something else real quick here, and then we're going to play a little clip, an interesting clip here, because it's the third time around for this discussion, which hopefully this will be the last one we ever hear of it, and it will go away. But first, I want to mention about this panic button that's being pushed by the mainstream media. Andrea Mitchell today, the shrunken head, talking about on MSNBC, is basically we are all vulnerable now to attack because they're changing of the guard here as the Secretary of the Homeland Security. But now with Kristen Nielsen leaving and the new guy here, Kevin, I can't pronounce his name, whatever, Kevin. He's coming on board, coming on Wednesday, and he's got some experience. But, you know, they're pushing the panic button here. We have no head of FEMA now. Who really cares? Will we really even notice that FEMA is not there? They're pretty much worthless anyway. No head of ISIS, though. So the catch and release program, how does that stand? Well, it'll resume again probably on Wednesday. Catch and release. See you next time when you come back. The president's Secret Service being affected. I can't imagine that at all. Hardly a case that the president's Secret Service falling under the umbrella of this is going to be touched whatsoever. We have no head of the Department of Science and Technology branch. Amazing. Okay, what's that? No new research, no new surveillance technology to monitor the people. Wow, that I'm scared of that, and I'm sorry about that. No, I don't know. We'll see what happens here if Kevin stays in or we find somebody else new. And we'll see if Keith Rogers is correct. Will the next head of that department be from Israel or have Jewish background? We'll see. This next thing I want to talk about, and hopefully we'll get in before the clip. If not, let's cut this clip if we have something coming up, Mike. I want to talk about this whole third time around. You've seen all the presidential nominees for the Democrats, and it's pretty amazing. Every one of them is stepping up. Elizabeth Warren, Beto O'Rourke, Carlos here. Everybody's talking about this reparations for slavery. Well, this is the third time I've ever heard of it. Third time maybe is a charm, but hopefully it will be not. How do you feel about you having nothing to do with what happened in slavery, bringing slaves to this country? How do you feel about you white privileged people out there paying for the sins of somebody else long, long ago for what they did bringing slaves over? And let's all forget about that. You know, the slaves, the stronger black tribes captured the weaker black tribes and then sold them to the white slave trader to bring to the United States. So we'll forget all about that because they don't want to talk about it. That's quite embarrassing that your own race sold you out. That's pretty embarrassing to know the facts, but that is a fact. But this young black man was on the show from Laura Ingraham, and it was nice to hear this guy talking back. He's a black man, educated, talking about how much nonsense this is for slave reparations. So, Michael, go ahead and play that clip.
Democratic fanatics have renewed their calls for reparations while kissing the ring of the Reverend Al at the National Action Network convention this week.
Would you sign the bill for reparations?
Yes, I would. I already support that bill.
When I am elected president, I'll sign it.
Absolutely, I would sign that into law.
The House and Senate passed that bill. Of course, I would sign it.
I firmly support Congresswoman Jackson Lee's bill to create a commission to study reparations.
There are things that we need to do in this country that have been a long time in coming. One of those is to move forward with reparations.
Here now is Michael Myers, former ACLU National Board member. Now, Michael, you say that this is all a scam. Explain.
Of course it is. This
It's more that blame whitey movement, mania, madness, and it is sheer racial rhetoric. And that's what you get at the Al Sharpton so-called House of Justice. You have buffoonery, and you have diversion, you have distraction, you have this notion of farce. So at that House of so-called Justice, you have either a horror picture show showing, or you have a farce. Either way, it is not to be taken seriously. I can't understand how serious presidential contenders can give legitimacy to a racial blowhard. And I think it is outrageous and silly and idiocy on the part of the presidential candidates. And anybody who thinks that white Americans are going to take the blame or going to feel guilty or give their land and their property away in some sort of reparations pot because they feel responsibility for the sins of their forebears.
Now, Al Sharpton was also trying to address the improvements in the economic standing of African Americans just in the last 2 years, and he dismissed it. Let's watch.
Blacks are still doubly unemployed to whites. You know, Trump keeps saying it's the lowest black unemployment ever was. Yeah, but we're still double the whites. How do you close the race gap? How do you close the race gap in wealth?
So it doesn't mean Trump could literally cure cancer tomorrow, and Al Sharpton said, yeah, but he should have done it, you know, a year ago.
I cannot take Al Sharpton seriously. It's, the whole racial movement is anti-intellectual. It's unintelligent. So I can't take buffoonery
All the 2020 candidates? I mean, one after the other just prostrated themselves to Al Sharpton.
Kissing his ring, kissing his butt. I just don't get it. If they want to be serious, they should take Al Sharpton and say, no, there's not going to be any reparations. There's not going to be any steadier reparations. Where is this reparations pot coming from? James Forman in 1969, he went to the Riverside Church and said, we want $500 million, that's all, $500 million in a reparation pot, and they want it from the white churches and the white synagogues. Well, where did that money go to? It didn't go to black people or the descendants of African slaves. You know where that money goes to. It goes to people who are hustlers, who are pimps. And I resent it, and I think it's shameless, and it's racial idiocy, and people who have sense, who are intelligent, must address this as such.
Well, I think, I heard a lot of people today were saying what they're doing is racist, because you're actually saying the guy who just came here from Serbia 6 months ago somehow is going to have to write a check for a Somali refugee who came here 20 years ago. I mean, and none of that makes any sense to most people.
That's why I say it's unintelligent. Nobody's giving up their house. Nobody's giving up their land. Nobody's giving away acres. The 40 acres are gone. And nobody, not even a building is going into that reparations pot. So what are they talking about? These people, they are chasing farce.
It's a campaign issue. This is all a power
grab.
It's a total distraction.
It's buffoonery.
We're
going
to have you back, Michael, to talk about what the we're going to have you back to talk about what the ACLU is doing. Today's ACLU doing in lawsuits. We didn't have time to do it in this segment. We will have you back because it's fascinating. Up next, thanks for joining us. And up next, Uncle
former ACLU attorney. Amazing to hear that, and a black man at that. Yes, buffoonery. I love that word, buffoonery. Yes, anybody who came up with that idea. Evidently, somebody is looking at what's happened in Israel with the Holocaust and, of course, reparations that have been paid to them forever and ever and ever and ever. And even the child in the unborn child in the belly in the womb will be paying for that forever and ever the next 1,000 years because victimhood is rewarding. And I can also assume that they're probably looking at what's going on in South Africa right now. The people, the whites are being, the white privilege are being forced out. Their land's being taken. Their farmers are losing their land. They're being slaughtered. Yeah, this is the third time around. I can only assume that they're looking, they're going to say, well, you've been rewarding the Native Americans when you stole their land, so you've been giving them money for all these years, so we want our little piece of pie here. Hopefully this is be gone. This is the third time around. Hopefully this will be gone soon because I have no intention to paying for something I had nothing to do with. That is just totally wrong. We're going to go with one last caller here on the line here before the show closes out. Jerry in Missouri, you're on the show.
Yes. I want to let everybody know that when this country was founded, there was over a million Europeans in slavery in Morocco by the Islams. And so in history, the losers of every war go to slavery. And I think so we don't need to pay reparations for them. They can pay reparations for us just as well.
You know, everybody, Jerry, has got a story, right? Everybody's got a story. Everybody could say I'm a victim of some sort somewhere along the way. And we could continue on, and everybody becomes a victim. But he made some really good points. Where's the money going to come from? First of all, forget the even where the money would come from, making the big pot of money to be distributed to blacks in this country who have nothing to do with slavery whatsoever. I mean, it's so far distant in their past, their history. They've benefited. Actually, blacks in this country are doing very well comparatively where they would be right now if they were in Africa right now. And I mentioned that a while back. The money. And look at the athletes. Look at the million-dollar deals they're getting here in the United States. They would never get that in Africa. Hey, Jerry, I got to let you go here. I'm going to get one last call in from Dave in California. Thanks for your call anyway. David, you're on the call, you're on the show. Dave, are you there?
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. I'm trying to listen to my tone. Anyways, maybe they should have reparations with the people that, I guess there was 4 million people that owned slaves, and they were all Democrats. So, I mean, if they want to do reparations, let them do it. I mean, because the Democrats were the ones that were owning the slaves.
Yeah. Well, you're right. Yeah, a lot of more Democrats. And
No. What they're saying is all of them, I didn't do all the research, but according to the research of Dinoush D'Souza, he says, no, of all 4 million, it was them, they exclusively the Democrats owned the slaves. I mean, I can't verify
all that, but I'm not going to pay for something I had no part in.
I'm personally responsible
for myself. That's it. I'm not going to pay for the crimes or the sins of somebody else. I'm just not going to do that, because that opens the door for more people to say, well, I'm a victim too. I want my share. And then we get to this point where everybody's a victim now and everybody wants to share. No, we move on. We move on here.
I totally agree. But I was just saying the ones that are the main culprit is the Democrats. But I'm not saying I'm for the reparations at all. Just saying, open their big mouth. This is going to open up, who owned the slaves? Who is behind all this? You know, and then that goes into the whole thing, the Muslims and the Jewish merchants that, you know, were doing the slave trade and all that. So it goes on. So it would open up a big Pandora's box if people want to go deep into it with the Democrats. They're acting all self-righteous now.
Yeah, that would be a good one. Hey, appreciate your call there, Dave. And that completes the show today. I am happy to be here. I hope John is feeling a little better. I cross my fingers for the rest of the week that John maybe can make it back here. Health, happiness, and safe travels. I will see you again on Sunday. My show, Off the Beaten Path. Steve Elkin signing off. 2 to 4 p.m. Sundays, Off the Beaten Path. We'll talk real soon. Good night.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.